Hello everyone, we're a Day One Update. My name is Greg Gommel, and I'm joined by my two friends, just for air this time, I said that.
Hi, I'm Air.
And?
Hi, he's Air.
Yes, I am.
And I'm Gulzar.
There you go. So we're going to be having another short podcast this time, and we're going to kind of talk about a different topic. We're not going to really do a discussion, a review cast, I guess. But we're going to be talking about physical versus digital games, and whether we like the change or whether we dislike the change, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of got the confirmed leaks
for the more Xbox? Or less.
The Xbox yeah. SAD edition.
Is it SAD?
Well, the Xbox One S all digital edition.
Oh, so it's legit.
S sad. All digital.
Yeah. Xbox One SAD edition.
We're totally the first ones to make that joke. Cutting edge of comedy right here at the Day One podcast. Would you guys ever buy an
Day One update podcast? Get it right.
Damn. I feel ashamed.
You got pretty pissed there. Anyways, continue.
Would you guys ever buy an all digital console?
Probably not.
No.
You guys are all very. You guys are. Do you like physical games or do you like the option of physical games?
Listen, I open the disc and smell it. Okay, so physical all the way.
That's not a joke. Not by the way. Disc, I bought a Spider-Man. PS4 copy. I was gonna give it to him, but he's like, "You already opened it. I want to get my own so I can open it."
Yes,
smell it.
If I can't open it, it's not new.
Well, fair enough. So, how much cheaper would the console have to be in order for you to consider an all digital version?
It would have to be like an arcade edition, in my mind.
A bill.
It would have to be around there.
$100.
But the thing is, like, when it's all digital, you also have to take in the fact that it has to have more storage, right?
Because a lot more storage. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
So, I don't know, but...
Here's another question. What if digital games were cheaper?
I still would go physical, man. I just installed a massive-ass bookshelf in my room, man.
That's true.
You gotta fill that stuff up.
Also, there's no... As far as I know, there's no digital-only collector's editions. So what if there's a collector's edition you like, they give you a disc, well, you can't use it.
Yeah, they're mostly just... bundles and season passes and stuff.
Thing is, if they do actually do all digital, there has to be a way for if you have a disc, you could play without the disc. There has to be some way.
Yeah,
to
if
do
you
that.
Buy the disc, you own the digital. That's what it should be.
I know. At this point, you have a disc, and then you have to buy it separately again if you want to play digitally or something like that. Especially for people, this is the same console, right? It's Xbox One. It's just another version of it. So if you have already discs and you trade in your console for this one. How are you going to play your old games?
In an ideal world, that would be great, but...
Yeah, it's difficult to do.
But I think...
Money.
How long do you think it's going to take before we get to an all-digital future, whether we like it or not? Because keep in mind, we may not like it. I also agree, I vastly prefer physical, but I will buy digital games for certain genres.
I don't think we're that far off, considering how they originally wanted to do the Xbox One X digital.
And they had
backlash for that.
Like, well, remember when it wasn't that it was a DRM on the disc.
That too.
Like, the disc is locked down to the first console. It's put in. Yeah.
I do have to admit though, digital is very convenient, especially with Xbox's Game Pass. Mm-hmm. That makes it very convenient and so much more easier to just play digital games.
I do like that pivot that Xbox is doing. They're making a Netflix gaming service, and
it's been there's a lot of games in there. They're adding some good, but like Cause 4 just got added,
but for those that's a subscription service. That's not like you buy those games specifically, whereas you can still buy Forza or whatever game comes on Game Pass, but now you can't lend it to a friend, you can't sell it on Kijiji or eBay if you wanted to. You're stuck with that game that may have depreciated since you bought it. So unless they have like a service where it'll let you trade it in or let it gift you or let you do something with that digital game once you're done with it, it's going to be sad.
What I'm wondering about the Game Pass is how much of that money goes to developers.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? Because imagine if we stopped buying physical games. We even stopped buying digital games. It's just Netflix now. Right?
It's the same as whatever PlayStation Plus has for their free game rental. I'm sure
it's
the same.
No, Day Pass is not like that.
Game Pass. Game Pass is like you pay $60 and then you get free games, right?
Exactly.
Isn't that what PlayStation Plus is like?
No.
You get $60 and...
But you can't download those games again after that allotted time, though, right?
Game Pass is Netflix.
Oh my God, I thought those games expired.
No, Game Pass is Netflix.
Game Pass got so good, in my opinion. just now.
You literally thought the entire time Game Pass was like expired?
Yeah, like, I thought expires? Like if you didn't get Forza, then it would expire after a month.
No, oh like legit, God. If I stopped
that's,
playing...
That's games with gold. That's
yeah, PlayStation
gold. Okay, okay.
Game
yeah,
Pass, like
right,
if,
yeah.
I stop, if I don't want to play a game anymore, I need more space, I could delete it, and then I could download it again when I want to play it again. Like it's, it doesn't expire. It's you could, any game in there is
PlayStation
yours.
Now or Netflix of games.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's I'm surprised cool. you didn't know that. It's wow. like a revelation.
Well, I don't have an Xbox.
Yeah.
So that's my defense. But honestly,
because the PlayStation Now flopped.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I've had a Vita, and they tried the trial run of if you get a digital game, $5 cheaper. But when Sony was trying to push that for the PS4, GameStop company gave them resistance, saying, hey, if you're trying to undercut our brick and mortar stores by selling your digital copies $5 cheaper, we're not going to sell your console. And you're going to have to deal with it. And ever since then, physical games and digital games cost the exact same. And I think that's a big reason why I don't like digital games, getting digital copies personally.
Yeah, the fact that the same
if
price,
I'm, yeah, I'd rather if I'm, get a physical. I'm technically paying for the physical disc. I'm paying for the ability to lend it to friends or resell it or trade it in, mm-hmm. but I'm paying the same amount. And the only benefit we technically have is in Ontario, we don't pay tax on PSN, but we do pay tax on like Nintendo Switch
for now.
Store. For now. Quebec just got tax. There's very little benefit other than I get to get the game right away ASAP at midnight, and I don't have to get up and change my disc whenever I feel like playing a quick game of Overwatch, let's say. That's a perfect game to
also
get
pre-downloaded.
Yeah.
I can see like digital games when it's like a small game, like indie games or whatever, like those make sense digital because a lot of them are only available digitally.
Yeah.
They're also very small games too, like size-wise. Mm-hmm. So like those games I could see downloading digital, but like games like AAA games or like massive games that I really enjoy, I love having a physical copy of them. So I don't see myself going digital only ever.
Until you're forced.
Until I'm forced, yeah. Even like, then, I'll probably print out little covers and put them up.
I'm not one to trade in games, so I could sort of see the conversation like, oh, you could trade it in, get some of your money back, right? And that doesn't go to the developers, right? So I don't want to talk about that, right? So for me, it's purely just buying the physical disc for buying it, right? Not for trading it in or whatever. I like to keep all that stuff to myself.
Think of it like this way. Not just trade it in, but the ability to trade in is more important than actually trading in because your product always depreciates in value.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But for me, like I said, I don't trade in. Right? This is the first time I've ever traded something in. Right? Was the PlayStation 4 original for the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Only time in my life I've ever traded something in.
Okay.
Yeah, same with me.
Right? And so for me, that's not an appeal. For me, it's I want the physical copy, same price as the digital, right? And I like it on my shelf. I like the cover art, right? I like taking the disc out, right? And potentially, if I like what I'm getting with the collector's edition, right, I want the collector's edition, right? So that's my whole thing with physical versus digital. Now, Game Pass, right? PlayStation Now didn't do too well, but Game Pass is doing really well. The selection of games on there are really good.
Is Game Pass streaming?
No, you download it.
Okay,
download
it. That alone makes it so much better than Now, because Now sucks.
Yeah, and Google's doing their thing too. They did it with Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, but they're not half-assing it as like a side project. They're going all in.
Exactly, right? So now I feel like the conversation is not going about digital versus physical.
It's going to be digital download or stream.
That or it could be physical and stream.
Keep in mind, in Japan, the Switch has some stream games. Like Resident Evil 7 is available in Japan on the Switch by streaming. And same with either Odyssey or Origins for Assassin's Creed. I'm not sure which one. But
probably Odyssey. Yeah,
stream or download?
So. Stream.
Interesting.
Yep. It's all cloud-based servers.
I wonder how much of that money goes to the developers? Or do they see more benefit selling a digital physical copy? Right? Because imagine if everybody jumps onto gaming Netflix, right? And then are they technically taking a loss? Because you're open to a library, huge library of games. You could play whatever you want now. You're not restricted to this game wasn't good. I don't want to get it.
I would love to know the actual contract details between like publishers and developers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I remember when Spotify came out, there was a huge issue with there's a huge, not like a huge issue, but there was talks, a lot of talks about how much money actually goes to the artist that makes the music. That's why Taylor Swift didn't put her music on Spotify for like the longest time until recently.
But that's like the record labels.
Yeah. That's issues, the record labels mostly, you know? Yeah. But like, it's just something to consider as well with these type of subscription services.
I have another question. So as the only PC player on this table, well, you're, as the only person who owns a PC, a gaming capable PC, I should say, how do you like the
games on my laptop?
You can.
Yes.
It wouldn't be advisable.
No, I can.
Minesweeper.
No.
Minesweeper.
Anyways.
I played Witcher on my laptop.
As somebody, Gherkimal, as somebody who likes playing games on PC.
Yeah.
How do you feel about PC going pretty much all digital? Because we've seen a lot of times where, like, Metal Gear Solid 5, if you get that CD, it's literally just a link to the Steam store.
The funny thing is, though, like, I got into PC, like, I built my gaming computer, and then I got into gaming PCs when digital was basically already majority of games in for PC gaming. So, like, it didn't really even hit me. Like, I didn't even consider buying a physical game version over a digital version for PC.
But would you like the option? Would you prefer it over a digital PC copy?
I have no idea, to be honest. Because I still play more games on consoles.
PC is really weird. I think last PC game I bought was like back in Guild Wars, like a physical copy of it, right? Or even like Need for Speed, like 2 or 3 or whatever it was, right? Once Steam came around, it all became digital, right?
Yeah.
That was PC's gateway to games, right? And now with Xbox porting all their games to Microsoft or Xbox PC version, right? Then, so for PC users, it's not really a physical versus digital copy. It's like, can I get this?
Okay. I think it's also that none of my computers in my house have a CD drive.
Yeah, computers don't have CD drives anymore.
That's true. Yeah. Although I did see, apparently, Devil May Cry 5, if you get the PC version, like physical, you get 5 different DVD for installation.
That's hilarious.
For people who have like no internet. Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, at that, well, like on that note, my last question is, when do you think that the all digital future, like the mandatory digital console, is going to be here? Because we know there's going to be some variants, but when are they going to do away with the disc drive for all of their things? Because there are still customers who don't have the best internet, who have.
I don't know if they can fully get rid of disc drives, because these consoles, a lot of people buy them for watching movies and Blu-rays as well at the same time. And there hasn't really been any hint of...
But people don't buy Blu-ray movies anymore.
A lot of people still buy Blu-ray movies.
Which is why Microsoft put a 4K Blu-ray player in their thing. And Sony didn't.
I felt like that was just...
Because 4K movies are massive sizes as well.
Yeah.
So downloading those is like... Even Ultraviolet, they're shutting down, right? So like digital movies aren't as big as digital games, I think. So a lot of people still buy Blu-rays. I'm starting to buy Blu-rays more often as well now, right? Mm-hmm. So like... I
you don't never see know how long they're on Netflix for gone the next day, right? Yeah. So like, and besides 1080p or not true 4K, you're streaming it, right? So there's always some sort of bottleneck, right? If you have a 4K TV, 4K Blu-ray, 4K Blu-ray player, you're not really bottlenecking anywhere down the line. You're getting the experience.
But even with the 4K, like when you get a 4K Blu-ray disc, when you get a 4K Blu-ray movie, it comes with the regular Blu-ray, and it comes with the 4K Blu-ray, and sometimes it also comes with the DVD and a digital copy, right? So like it covers all the bases.
Yeah. It would be nice if games were like that.
Yeah, it would be really nice if they could do that.
I guess there's the whole, you know, I don't want people to get the digital copy and give the physical to their friend, but...
Yeah, that's true. It's that too. But like, I don't know.
That's what I hate about like installing the full game from my disc to my console and still needing the disc.
It's like a key.
Yeah. It's taking up all that room on my hard drive.
Yeah. I have like 4 terabytes of space on my Xbox One and I'm running out of space.
Oh yeah, because you hooked up a hard drive. I should probably hook up a hard drive to my PS4.
Game Pass, man, is spoiling me. I'm downloading too many random games that I'm not gonna play.
See, that's another topic right there, right? Physical. You're looking at reviews. You're looking at games you like, right? You only buy those because here in Canada, at least, they're $80 before tax.
Yeah.
Right? And our tax is...
13%
in Ontario. Yeah, 13%, right? And so we're picky based on the games we want to spend money on, right? Whereas if you have something like Game Pass,
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me try this game out. Oh, this game sucked. Whatever. This game's really good. Okay. Right? It opens up your window to a whole bunch of other games. But for the big hitters, mm-hmm. right, it also narrows down their scope.
Because you know, right. like, just yesterday, I downloaded Just Cause 4 and Farming Simulator 17, right? Like, I've never played Just Cause before. I've never played any Farming Simulator game, and I downloaded those just to check
You're
it out.
You're missing out, man. Game Pass.
I want to try a Farming Simulator. I'll let you know how it is.
Game of all time.
You've never played it.
I've watched LPs.
We tried playing Truck Driving Simulator. Remember that?
Yeah, truck driving simulator?
And we crashed so many times trying to park the dent.
Yeah, that was funny. But yeah, so like, are we going? Okay, I'm not ready for digital only, and I feel like Sony tried to do this with PlayStation Now to go digital only, because remember they had those TVs that you could play games off of.
Even before that, the PSP Go. Remember that? That sliding PSP version that's digital only?
Yeah, oh, man, that yeah. too. UMD so drive. Sony's, I forgot about that. Yeah, Sony's been trying.
They've been trying.
Right? Subtly. Xbox came out.
I feel like the like people like us who are going like physical like staunch about physical, like, and even me, like I'm willing to get digital. Like, I got digital Monster Hunter World, I got digital Overwatch, I got a lot of digital games, like full price digital games. The only way they can get me full digital is if they somehow like kneecap physical games. Like, yeah, you know what? It's gonna be weird charging the same price. So physical CDs are now gonna be $10 more expensive starting the next generation.
Yeah,
I feel, and now that GameStop can't really say much because they're weakened, I feel like that's gonna happen.
And no, I feel like Xbox is fully ready to go digital, right? Because even the way they're setting it up, I don't know if you heard the rumor that Xbox games might be available on the Switch.
Xbox games and also xCloud, which is their stream the game. Like yeah. PS, like PlayStation Now, except better, hopefully.
So Game Pass.
Game Pass is going to be
stream the game, not like stream not download. The
oh,
game,
okay.
Not download game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, so they're, Microsoft is cornering the market by setting up a tier system, right? If you want to play it on the Go, you play it on the Switch, right? If you want to play it at home, you play it on the new Xbox console. You want uncapped frame rate, great things, you play it on PC.
That's where the benefit of,
right?
I think,
digital. Oh, that's digital.
Yeah. I think that's where the benefit of digital comes in, because you can link, because from what we read, you could link your Microsoft account to your Switch account.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming all your Game Pass games that you have downloaded, or all the Game Pass are going to be available to you, but all the games you bought digitally are going to be available for your Switch as well, if it is available on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's where the thing of, especially for cross-platform, that's where the digital power comes in. But I don't know. It's going to take a bit. To take me away from downloading, yeah. buying,
because they games. Do have to figure out the whole DRM issue, where it's like letting you trade in the game, letting you share it with your friends and stuff, right? But yeah, I feel like they're ready for all digital.
Do you feel like people would download, or sorry, do you think people would buy physical podcast episodes?
Physical podcast episodes?
That would be pretty funny.
That would be, but unfortunately, we're all digital. Only.
By the way, our next episode of our podcast is going to be available in store next week.
Pre-order your copy now. You get a bonus now. Air quote.
Yeah, and you get a Gulzar statue.
What a terrible looking statue. I would not buy that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Terrible sound looking bite of Air saying, I'm Air. That's
No, but in different accents and languages.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We recorded this kind of early. Depending on when we're putting this up, I think we're putting this up around second week of April. So currently, Gurkmal, you're not here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently,
you are across on the other side of the world. So normally, next time we'll have a short form next Thursday. I think we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball Super Broly, the movie. But the Monday after that, instead of long form, we're going to have like a fun little rant about a movie we all really hate. Instead of a long form. But after that, when Gurkmal is back from Japan.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
we're not regularly scheduled anything.
Yeah. We're trying, okay?
Yeah. Failed to stick to the schedule right out the gate. But we'll see what happens.
Anyways, thanks for listening to our little discussion about physical versus digital.
And if you want to reach us, you can reach us at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. That's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. So drop us a line. You can also hit us up at Insta at dayoneupdates with Insta. An S. Same with Twitter and Facebook as well, dayoneupdate.
Do people just say Insta?
Yeah, Insta, Instagram. Really? Yeah.
I know it means Instagram, but people do people just drop the gram?
Yeah.
It's 2019.
It's funny because it's either Insta or it's either Gram.
I've never heard of Gram.
I've heard Gram, actually. Yeah. I have heard Gram.
Yeah, I've heard Gram, too, when you're talking about
weed. Let's finish off this outro. Let's go. Anyways, as Gozar said, we're going to have a few short forms coming up in the next few days because I'm not going to be here at the time. And if you guys like what you hear, please consider following us. We'll love that. And thank you again for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.